number 10679, Ralph Picard, south of Route 54, east of Wilson Avenue, B and Lot 3, within Cape Windsor Development. A variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Name and address.
Ralph Picard, at 1703 Pavilion Drive, Ocean View, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I appeared before you on June 21st and had several different variances, which you were so kind to approve. I'm representing my client. I'm a builder. My client is Sue Scrapper, who is building a retirement home in Cape Windsor. And the initial variances were to permit a home that she and her architect had constructed for her to build on her lot, which she's owned for a long time, a home to replace a double-wide trailer. As you know, Cape Windsor has a lot of that kind of construction. And in taking back the results of the variances to Mrs. Scrapper as well as the architect, they felt that the design that they created that would work within those variances relative to the rear side of the house facing the water would be a compromise as compared to the homes that have been built over the last 5-10 years. Basically, the stairs with the variances as they now stand would be a stepped arrangement going left, right down to the ground. And so she requested that I present her case to be able to create a home that looks at least as good on the water side of her home as her neighbors. And in order to do that, as you'll see in my application, we need on the south side setback of 10 feet a 3-foot variance. I don't know if I think you have this. This is after the initial submission. Does everyone have this? It's a survey. Mm-hmm. No? I submitted it. Well, with that said, this one would do as well.
Okay.
And if you look at the right side of the page, you'll see the stairs on the water, Aswoman Bay, mm-hmm. coming out. And in order to accommodate the installation of those stairs, we needed a 3-foot side yard setback on the south side of the home. And that's our request.
In June, you got a 3.7-foot variance from a 5-foot front yard setback, correct?
Rear. I'm a little hard of hearing, I'm sorry.
There was a 3.7-foot variance from a 5-foot front yard setback?
Yes.
So you've got a, so you're up to about a foot and a half from that property line?
Right. That was accommodate the front steps.
Okay. You got a little over 8-foot variance from the 20-foot rear yard setback.
Mm-hmm.
And you're putting in a 3-story home. And now you want more?
Yes. She, as I said, the only way to accommodate the stairs was to take those stairs down through the decks within the setbacks. Or
why can't they do that?
They could do that. It just, okay. They're not.
If they did that, you wouldn't need a variance, would you?
No. The homes that are there that have been improved don't have that type of stairs installed, though.
Maybe yours will be the first.
Well, it's not mine, it's my client's, but.
Mm.
Okay. But you're telling us, sir, that you can build the requested steps without a variance, correct? Yes or no?
The steps we can build. There's a little square you see, which is the bump out for the fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
So is the fireplace part of the setback or not?
Yeah, it would be. So without a variance, you couldn't build it down.
Build that either.
Build an interior fireplace, which is not certainly uncommon.
And that's about... That's 18 inches.
How was the difficulty not created by the applicant?
How was the difficulty not created by the applicant? Well, in the design process, you know, it's an evolutionary developmental sort of process. And this is a modular home, and most of the design was done without the exterior elements like porches and steps. So about the time as I appeared before you before, that was not being considered by your architect. So... had we known that at the time, I would have asked for that variance as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I do want to say again that the homes that have, there's probably 10% of the homes in Cape Windsor, maybe 20, I don't know, that have a waterside view that don't have that stair appearance going into the decks.
Would these steps be all three decks?
Yes. Yep.
What's the size of the deck?
The deck is roughly, there is a little angle and it goes from 10 feet deep from front to back to 13 feet front to back.
How many? 10 by?
10 front to back,
uh-huh,
to 13 front to back.
Okay.
So the stairs would be...
And the width?
The width is the width of the second and third level would be 36 feet. I'm sorry, 33.
You could build your client a very nice home given the variances you received in June, and without the variances tonight, could you not?
That's a judgment question my client, I think, could answer better than I could. She was pretty adamant for me to, paying me to do this presentation, so.
Well, I get that because you've brought yourself in here to do that, but. The fact of the matter is you applied once or your client applied once and she got what she asked for, and,
mm-hmm,
and there must have been some belief that the application turned in that was heard in June was going to result in a satisfactory structure.
Well, what I said a short time ago is that the modular design was almost completed, the exterior porches and stairs was in limbo, if you will.
Well, but that's a function of the design timing and
absolutely.
Certainly not the board's concern.
It's not your concern. Right.
Nobody brought in a completed application.
I agree. I'm only answering your question why we didn't ask for it before.
And
we would have.
The changes you're asking for tonight are primarily aesthetic, aren't they?
Yes.
But it is a modular home.
Yes.
And the fireplace probably could not be put in if it wasn't allowed on the outside?
Not very easily, no.
I mean, structurally, you'd have to cut away all three stories to do that. The floors, right?
Well, it would just be on the mid-level. It's a gas-fired, direct-vent fireplace. So the firebox has to be outside of the exterior wall.
Other question?
I mean, that's special. I mean, that fireplace might have to be, but there's different ones that are inside.
Again, I'm sorry.
There are different ones that are inside. All of them not on the outside wall with a bump out on it.
We could get one that goes into the inside.
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah, you can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can get them.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. No questions.
Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board then? Mr. McCaig?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No. Mr. Hudson?
Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no further questions. Okay. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we table 10679 till our next regular meeting.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. McCaig and a second by Mr. Workman that we table case number 10,679 until our next, excuse me, our next regular meeting, which will be next Monday night, the 20th. All those in favor of the motion, give you the voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case you're
Procedural question. Do I need to appear or not?
No, sir. You don't have to.
Okay.
You can call the office the next morning.
Great.
After 9 o'clock.
Thanks for your time.
Yes, sir.